Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This should be a special schuss for Jeremy Wernick and Rav Mikey Mitnick, who are the inspiration for these shiurim. I thank them. We're in the Sfas Emes, Shvi Shal Pesach. We'll start with the shtickle Oz Yashir, Tafrei Shlamet Beis, Oz Yashir. So in Sifrei Chassidus, they talk a lot about how the hachana for a mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. Why is that? L'chora, the only reason we're doing hachana for the mitzvah is for the actual mitzvah. The moment the mitzvah is done, the hachana is finished, and the ikar is the ma'isa mitzvah, not the hachana. So Rashi writes in the parish, in the pasuk, in the shira, Oz Yashir, Allah believe she Yashir Shira. Oz Yashir means that he thought to sing Shira. What does Rashi mean? Of course, if he thought to sing, of course, if he sang, he first thought to sing. Is Moshe Rabbeinu going to sing without first thinking to sing? He just do it spontaneously without thinking about it first? Not only that, once he sings, Chora, the fact that he thought to sing, loses its meaning. The Ikar is that he sang. So Rashi was bothered. How can you understand Oz? That at one point, the entire Jewish people sang the exact same song with no different words. How could it be? And not only that, but how can human words become Torah? And we're not talking about the words of complete tzaddikim. We're talking about the words of people who say, "Hamabli ein kvarim be'eretz Mitzrayim." Are there no graves in Egypt? You want to bury us here? So on this, Rashi comes to answer, "Allah believe him sheyashir," that they had a true ratzon with all of their heart and souls to sing this praise to Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu actualized their will miraculously, and they all said the same songs. That was the prophetic miracle of Shiras Hayam. And from this turned into Torah. When a person does a Gashmi Stika Maisa, after he does the Maisa, the Hachana doesn't matter. You don't really care about the cooking of the food after you eat it. You want it to be cooked, but once you're eating it, who cares how it was cooked? The important thing is you like the food. But it's not like that when it comes to Ruchnius. In the world of Maisa, we can't do a Maisa B'Shleimus. But to desire, we can desire Shleimus. And then, if you have a Ratzon B'Shleimus, then the Maisa also has an element of Shleimus. So therefore, it's your Hachana that is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Let's see the words of Rabbeinu inside. How can it be that all the Jewish people should say word for word without any change? And also, Echlomar Dvarim Aksuvim B'Torah. How do they say words that are becoming Torah? You can ask the same thing about Parah. Gamosin Sharmu Kodim B'Amilian Kvarim. What they said earlier, what? There are no graves in Egypt? Rakba Katuv Lagid Ki Al Kol Al Yedei She'Ola Belibam Alom Ashiro V'Rotzu Be'emes B'Chol Leiv V'Nefesh Lo Seis LaKadosh Baruch Hu Shevach V'Shira Ruya. It's because they thought to sing and they wanted with all their heart and souls to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shevach praise and song that are fitting. Ol Salahem, they were successful. V'ze'atzmo ha'amuna, and that's the faith. V'ha'amin ke'HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol yachol, to know that God is all powerful, omniscient, omnipresent, everything. V'yachol adam lavo adam adregel yonim rotze b'lev shalem. We have the capacity to get to the highest Madrega, if you want it with all of your heart. Kedushas Levi B'Shalach V'Yiru'am. It says, V'Yirmetz Hashem, Eminu Hashem V'Moshe Avdo. Perish, Kimach Meshaboz La'Saga G'dola V'Rasa Shivcha Liyom Ashlaroi Yechezka V'Eminu She'acholadim Lov Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. They went to this great Asaga, this great perception of godliness. And a Shivcha Leyam saw what even Yechezkel ben Buzi didn't see. And they believed that a person can come to the Madrega like Moshe Rabbeinu. Then they could sing the song. Continues Rabbeinu Tzvasemes. This Ratzon was greater than the actual Shira. It's only because of this Ratzon that they were able to say Shira in the first place. Yashir Ashira. Oz Yashir B'nei Yisrael as Ashira Azos. Ashira Lashem. I will sing. It's all about the ruts and it's all about the future, because the actual Maisa, that was a gift from God. But the ikar is their ratzon, and bechlal, when you do mitzvahs, you can't do them like we said b'shleimus. What Hashem asks is your ratzon. Ain't davar amid b'fnei ratzon. What do you mean? Ain't davar amid b'fnei ratzon? Nothing stands before will. Sometimes you want something, you want to have $1 trillion, and you don't. Sometimes a person is sick in a hospital bed, lo aleinu rachmana litzlan, and they want to get better, but they can't. Pshat is ain't davar. They say in the name of the chida, ain't davar amid b'fnei ratzon. Nothing can stop you from wanting. Yeah, sometimes you don't get what you want, but nothing can stop you from, and that's what Hashem wants from us, that you have the ratzon, and whether we're able to carry it out, that we leave up to Hashem. Beautiful. Next. Tav reish lamed beis dibur maschil umatzinu. Going back. The Archaim HaKadosh Parshas Bishalach asked a famous kasha. What's special about Kriyas Yamsuf that we make such a big to-do about it? We find in Yoshua, Prakim Gimel and Dalid, that the Jordan was split for Yoshua. And we find there in the Gemara in Chulin, on Vavam and Aleph, that Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair split the river. Answers the Archaim and Moira Diki Yisod, that after Kabbalah Satorah, it's no big deal. You have Koach HaTorah. Tzadik Moshe L'Yiras Elokim. Shmuel Beis Chov Gimel Gimel. A tzadik can be Moshe B'teva. The Chiddush of Kriyas Yamsuf does this far Matan Torah. It preceded Matan Torah. I don't know if the Orchaim said it in Yiddish. I don't know if in Fez Morocco they were talking Yiddish. Unlikely. Hashem gave the Torah in Yiddish. Okay, it's a kasha. In any event, the chiddush of Kriyas Yamsuf is that it became before Matan Torah. They didn't have the Koach of Torah, and they still split the sea. Once you have the Koach of Torah, hear about a Moifis, that the Stipler had Ruach HaKodesh, and that Baba Sali had Ruach HaKodesh, and that the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe had Ruach HaKodesh, and the Heilig Rabban Kedosh Hashem of Bells, and all these Rebbes that their people walking around today can tell you about their Ruach HaKodesh that they witnessed themselves. They had the Koach of Torah. Easy. Easy. But once you have the Koach of Torah, it's doable. But before Matan Torah to do a Neis, oh, that's a great Chiddush. So that was the greatness of Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, that's the Yisod of the Heilig Or HaChaim. But the Sfasemes understands it in two different ways. Umetzino b'gemara. Shiliyichidim nikra ayam kohudu veri Pinchas ben Yoir. Imken ma'apel shenikra ayam l'chol b'nei Yisrael. What's the big thing about B'nai Yisrael that the sea split for them? Im ki ha'emes shebishas kriyas yamsuf nishar ze ledoros gamkein. Number one, this is where it all started. It all started here, like they ask similarly. Famous Rachaim, Chaim Voloshiner. What's the big deal about Avraham Avinu sacrificing Yitzchak? Throughout all the Doros, the Jews sacrificed their children and themselves for Hashem. The answer is, but what gave them the koch? It started with Avraham Avinu. See, here also, that was where it started. That was the trigger. That was the source of the power. And he continues, Afal Picha and Yeshlomar Od, Ki Yikra Neis Hayelios Nikra Afla Osin Shamra Blien Kvarim, Moshis and Medush Geodal Kitis Bayam, Vafal Picha and Isbar Shakla Yisrael Malin Ashvelim Gamkin Mitumala Tahara, Vaitzai de Bitulam La Klal, Kamoshamala Moshe Rabbeinu, Shiachrishuba Deze Yunoshoim Gamkin. Says the Rebbe that the Ikra Neis was that the sea split, even for the guys who said, Hamibli Ein Kvarim, what are there no graves? In Egypt? What are you burying us here for? So even for them the sea split. And that was the Chiddush. And there were four Kitos Aleyam, the famous Mechilta. One says, we're going to fall into the sea. One says, let's go back to Egypt. One says we'll go into the sea. One says we'll go back to Egypt. One says let's make wage war. And one says let's scream. So the one who said Nipol Yom Namar La Siatsuris Yeshua Hashem. If you're worrying about falling into the sea, you're going to now see the salvation of God. The one that said Nachzor Le Mitzrayim, they were told, no way. Kasharisim is Mitzrayim. You're not going back. The one who said Nasim Melchama Kenegdo, Hashem Yilachim Lachem, God's going to make war for you. And the ones that said let's scream, they were told Vatem Tacharishun. So there were these four kitos, and you see they weren't so gishmak. Let's go back to Egypt. We're gonna drown in the sea. Nipo layam. Waging war. What about God? What about miracles? So nevertheless, despite that, we elevated all those low people, and the sea split for them too, and the Eitz is to become part of the klal. Moshe Rabbeinu says, be quiet, become part of the klal, and you'll also be saved. And it worked, Baruch Hashem. So even the low people, if you connect yourself to the klal, you can be elevated. Or I'm a low person. If I connect myself to the klal, I can be elevated. Rabbeinu continues, and he says, "Vinei berega echad nisnefchu ma'amiras hamblia in kvarim lomar zekeli vanveu." From hamblia in kvarim, in a minute they're already saying zekeli vanveu. But there are no graves in Egypt from that low level, saying God's not going to save them, and then they're already saying zekeli vanveu. V'darshu zal rotsa shivchalayam what a shivcha saw, what a simple maidservant serving Yecheskel didn't see. Ki bevadei kriyas yamsiv loisa biyam atzmo. Rak b'chol ish Yisrael gam kein. V'u'atzmo ma'am Moshe Rabbeinu se'atzmo v'ros yuz Hashem atem tacharishim l'anak v'al yamat sh'nichnesu al tzavarim b'mayim v'zeh aya ikra yeshu levato kol apulos avru ma'amar Hashem Yisbarach. What does he mean by this? When he says that Yetzias Mitzrayim was with every individual. Ki b'vadei kriyas yamsiv lo yabiyam atzmo. Rak b'chol ish Yisrael gam kein. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Hesiatz v'ruzuz Hashem. See the salvation of God v'atem tacharishun. V'lo nikol em ayam, and the sea wasn't split for them until they went up to their necks in the water. V'zeikra Yeshua. And that was the primary salvation. Levato kol apulos avar ma'amar Hashem Yisbarach. To nullify all of their actions, all of their own deeds, all of their own power for Hashem. It wasn't about the sea. It was about them. It was about them showing their faith. Like the Sfasema says in Tav Reish Lamed Zayin, and Dibur Maskel in Yetzias Mitzrayim Kriyas Yamsuf, Achar Kach, Tachsiv Min Ametzer Koras Yikaz Yetzias Mitzrayim. From the narrow places I called out God, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzar is a narrow place. Anani Bamer Chavkai answered me in the broad, expansive places. That's Kriyas Yamsuf. And this is based on what we explained elsewhere. So very deep Kabbalistic concepts that there is a hiddenness through the cheshchus hagashmis, the darkness of the physicality, of the dark side, of the other side of the sitra achra. And then there's a darkness because it's above our conception. And through the cheshchus of this world, the first Hester, we can come to the Omek Rum, the heightened depth of what's Lamala Me'asaga, which is called Olam Haba. When we call them again Kabbalah, through the darkness of this world, Hester of the cheshchus Hagashmias, you can get to the hiddenness of the Omek Rum, the depth of the exaltedness of what's above human conception of Olam Haba. When we call them I see it's Yitzchus Mitzrayim, Shishum and Ameitz, our first comes to Yitzchus Mitzrayim, which is saving us from this sorrow that we have, from this narrow place. Shibud Mitzrayim, Shah ben Yisrael, Rachach Yatsum Izah Shibud, and afterwards they left this Shibud, Vaitzrichim Yeshua Vasaga Alma de Cheirus, Shubitel Ateva Vasham Ein Meitzar. And then we had to go to this place where there are no more narrow places. After we leave the Shibud, go to the place where there are no narrow places. Vayosha Hashem Beyom Ahu. So after leaving the Mitzrayim, the Hester of Mitzrayim, of this world, we got to that place where there is no Meitzar, where there is no Teva, the world of Cheirus, Piachiros, Peacheros, Pesach, the speaking mouth, the free mouth, the place of freedom, beyond this world. And that's what it means, V'yoshem b'yom Ahu. Ahu is Lashon Nistar, on that day, that hidden day, it's based on the Zohar Kaddish, all based on Kabbalah. V'yikdei lahasig, oris alma diskasya, v'sham makom rachvas yadayim. And then we get to this world of iskasya, this hidden world, where it's very expansive. Min ha-meitzer from Mitzrayim karasikai, called out to God, anani ba-merchav ka. And he answered me in merchav, in this place of rachvas yadayim, this place of beyond this world, the alam of cherus. Uksiv, anochi Hashem alokecha, malcha meretam, erchev picha ba-maleyu. Perish achar shish gula min ha-meitzer, hein b'chlal, hein b'prati, shisrael tzarech hakech, l'malas yodah b'srachavus, l'atas kol nashu l'Hashem yizbarach. That I'm God who took you out of Egypt, to open up, open your mouth wide, and I'm going to fill it up. That after you're redeemed from the Meitzar, from the narrow places, from the Tzara, both as a community, both as a klal, and also as a prat, Ish Yisrael, every individual, Tzarech Achach, L'malas Yodo, B'Srachavus, L'hadus Kol Nafshu, L'Hashem Yisbarach. You have to fill up, expand yourself, to bring yourself to God. Because what's Geula for? What's freedom? The most dangerous thing is just to be free, to be let loose. The Geula is Achana for Avoda. Now you're free to serve God. Free to serve, not free to become hedonists, nihilists, or otherists, but to serve, to become Hashemists. Hashem called Hashem. We're all coming out to be Chabadnikim, to be Tzivos Hashem, to be in Hashem's army. The Babich Rebbe was once seen in the 1950s walking without an umbrella. It was a rainy day in Brooklyn in Crown Heights, and he was asked, doesn't the Rebbe want an umbrella? And he answered, have you ever seen a soldier with an umbrella? Al Tzivosim, we're Tzivos Hashem, we were freed in order to serve Hashem, to be in his army. We're God's avodim, not paros. Kanal shkobul aitzak kedei lekabel machus shemayim. The ganze gula is to be mekabel machus shemayim. V'achar gula az eitz ratzin kfi ma shemekabel adem oz machus shemayim nishar kayim. And after the gula is an eitz ratzin, the more you're mekabel machus shemayim, the more it exists, the more it lasts. Ubamis ben Yisrael achiv upim amir ashira ki b'sechel anoshi ein lahav v'neich. Like we said before, had they opened up their mouths and they said the Shira, how's it Shaykh? B'seichel Anoshi'd understand that all B'nai Yisrael could say Shira. Dvaram Om Rumi Shalom, such exalted, hoicha words, high words, elevated words, prophetic words. Achbem say Shlomot Kalvachomer, Makolatev, and Nisbatel, Bavur B'nai Yisrael, B'nikra, and Bavuram, Nikoshkem, Shinisbatel, Teva, Etzlam, V'yotzum, and Teva, Lagamre. Not only was the Teva bottle outside of them, nature, was suspended outside of the Jewish people, but certainly, Teva was misbatel etzlam. They left Teva because the ikar is them, not what's outside of them. That's what the Sfasema says over here, Lamed Beis, that the Kriyas Yamsuf was in them. V'yatzu min ha-Teva legamre. This is the Bnei Bina sent me here, not such a bucky. It's Fasemis or anything. V'emes ki ha'ilu b'nei Yisrael l'umo zeh ha'kal v'chom v'atzman kem v'chabit el'abor yisbaruch ha'teva b'avureinu b'kol shken sheish lanu la'abat el'teva b'avur v'chein osu. And they learned the kal v'chomer. If God suspends nature for them, then they can suspend nature for God. And so they did. And v'chein ha'ali de ha'rotz and yatsu min ha'teva v'niftach lam shara ne'elam. And through this rutzen of the Jewish people, they left nature, and then the hidden gate was opened up, and they attained these elevated havanas and hasagas. Chazal Darshin, Hayom Rav Yonos, what does it say? What did it see that it ran away? It saw Avayonos v'yetzei achutz, it saw Yosef running away. What's the kesher? Gam ken haperish back in Lamed Beis. Shebitil v'yotzei meratzon atzmo mikol v'chol. He elevated himself above his nature. So the sea said, you Yosef, you have this woman who just wants to be with you. And at the end of the day, Yosef was a male. That can't be denied. So anybody who's male understands that this is not a pashut nisayon. He's in Egypt and it's only going to help him. It's going to help his own personal situation, and you know, he's going to be close to the head lady over there, and besides the other benefits of being with her. So why wouldn't Yosef? It was above nature, it was supernatural, and the sea saw this and said, Yosef, you're such a hero, you're able to overcome your nature, I'll overcome mine, Teva, and I'll split. And the Iker Eitzah, the Iker advice, counsel, at a time of Tzara, is to be Mavar and be Makabel, the will of Hashem, with all of your heart, to anticipate that Hashem will save you for His name, to show His greatness, His Siatzru, His Yeshua, Hashem. Just wait and see God's Yeshua, Shalom, Harak, Bezeh. Only think about that. Vayamu Amarish, Tamid, Yoysimi, Kolin, Avram, Kanodim, Nasekev, and Doime. Kmoken, Elvin, Eisel, Tacharishun. Usually the yam is making so much noise and this, and now it's like an Evan domain. It just goes to the side like that. Minds its own business. It sits there like a like an immovable stone. So to the Jewish people, Tacharishun, wait and see Hashem's Yeshua of Zeik Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, the Sosema says a lot more over here, but I just want to skip to the last shtickle in Reish Lamed Beis. Ashir El Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a. What's Ashir El Hashem Ki Ga'o Ga'a? Says the Sosema beautifully. Perush Shekol Hageus, all of this exaltedness, highness, Sheyesh Bolam Akol Geyuso Yizbarach, it's all God. Rak Shebetzadik Nikar Shusha Hashem Yizbarach. Pogeir Shegad Begadlus Sheyesh Lanosan Hashem Yizbarach. Uberusha Geus Gdei Sheyubo Viyashevach Yoyser Achkach Hashem Yizbarach. So when a tzaddik is elevated, he gives it right to God. God is Ga'o Ga'a. He's higher than all of the guy, than anybody who's high. Because he, all of the gaiva comes, all of the highness comes from him. So when a tzaddik gets it, he gives it to Hashem. So when he has his ga'o, he gives it to the one who's the highest, Hashem. And the rasha also goes to Hashem, because when he goes down, we also see how great Hashem is. V'zeh she'vinu b'nei Yisrael achar Yeshua, eich she'nisrabek v'od Hashem ha'idei geus parashim ikodim. Look at this. Power became so great, and now through that they saw how great God was. The enemy says he's going to wipe us out, and look at what happened. That became the geus of Hashem. That God is exalted over the exalted ones, and all the exaltedness is His. Parish called Geusim Lebesof Mevarim Geus Hashem. All of the Geus, all of the highness, is Mevar clarifies in the end that it's all God. Vizel Golgash, I call it Geus Shebalam Geus Yisbarach Bufad. That all of the Geus in the world is God's Geus. I can tell a story there. Moshe Shapiro hated covet, but not like people who fake hate covet. He really hated covet. So once they were trying to give him covet, and he said, But he said, but that belongs to Hashem. Miuzem Melech HaKavod. Hashem Alach Yus Lavesh. But says Dachta Levusha B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So how could I take Hashem's Levush? So all the any time they were elevated, remember, they give you kavod, they say great things about you. Give it to who it belongs to. Give it back to Hashem. That's Kiga, oh God, that all of the gaiva, all of the highness in the world, always, it's all from Hashem. Top, sweet friends, it's mamish the highest night of the year in many ways. Kriyas Hayam Suf, Shiras Hayam. So we should all be zoche, to go maila maila, and feel and experience it, and be zoche to overcome our own nature, all of our own asyanas. Be zoche to that, because we're overcoming our nature, like this Fasema says in numerous places. Hashem will change nature for us. We should be zoche b'karv mamish, umola aretz, deyas Hashem, kemayim liyam, mechasim, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.